This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of Somewhat Grown Up with me, Gemma Miller. I hope you're having an amazing day, an amazing week, whenever it is you are listening to this. Are we feeling the good vibes? Because if you're not, that's okay. I'm sending them to you right now. Like, listen, this is all, is it telepathy? Is that the word I'm looking for? Possibly. But I'm sending you the energy because I'm feeling it today. And do you know why that is? Because the sun is out. I'm a very predictable person, and when the sun is out, I feel 10 times better. And not only that, I actually enjoyed the sun today, and I went outside literally for only 20 minutes, I'm going to be honest. But I went outside, I sat down, I read some of my book, I messaged some of my friends, and I just like had half an hour of just sitting in the sun, taking it all in. Like, it wasn't enough time to, like, you know when sometimes you spend too long in the sun and it sort of drains your energy a little bit and it's quite exhausting? It wasn't that. It was actually, like, good for me. You know, like, I've had a stressful morning. I've been working. And so I got home and I thought, I've got all of this stuff to do and I just feel so overwhelmed, so stressed. Like, you know, I just felt overstimulated. So I thought, I'm going to give myself half an hour just to recuperate, get my thoughts together, catch up on everything on my phone, read my book really quick, because I'm reading The Body Keeps a Score at the minute, which, if you're into psychology, it's a great nonfiction read. I'm only a couple of chapters in, but I'm really enjoying it so far. And it was recommended to me by loads of my lecturers on my psychology course. So I've been starting to read that lately, getting into it so much. I absolutely love it. So I thought, I'm just going to give myself half an hour. And that's what I've done. And I've come back in and I just feel like a whole new person, like a new lease of life. Like, I feel like I've woken up again. You know, like, this morning I didn't properly wake up, but now I'm awake. I've got energy and I'm feeling good. So if you're not, this is where I'm trying to get at. Have a little sit in the sun. And also, I'm passing you all of the positive energy. You know, like, we can feed off of each other. I feel like that's such a big thing that we don't think about in our life, is actually we feed off of people's energies so much. It's actually crazy. Like, if someone in your, like, immediate circle, or who you're, like, hanging out with not right now, if you're listening to this, unless you're listening to it with other people, who knows? But the people in, like, our immediate environment, their emotions and how they're feeling have such a knock-on effect then on how we feel and how we go about our day. And sometimes that can actually be super draining and it can be quite hard to get through, and you sort of just find yourself feeling like absolutely drained of energy. I don't know if you notice that when you hang around with certain people, you can end up feeling like that. And it's sometimes just like, if there's just a negativity in the air, it depends what you're talking to people about. Like, our interactions with people and how people feel have such a big effect. And even if you don't want to admit that, because I didn't want to admit that for a long time, I was always like, no, I'm an independent person, I have my own emotions and nobody affects me and I have these walls up and all of that, when that's a complete lie. It actually really does affect me how people around me feel. And it's the same for all of us. And that can, one, go in a negative way, but two, can go in a positive way. And we can sort of have like an effect where we build each other up. And you know, like we all have those friends where we hang out with them and instantly, as soon as we see them, we're smiling, we feel 10 times better, you feel like a weight's been lifted off your shoulder, you know you're going to have a laugh, you're going to have a good time. And those are the sort of people that I want to surround myself with more. And I feel like we can be those people a lot more, because whilst how other people feel affects us, how we feel affects other people as well. So it can go both ways. It can be positive, it can be negative, it can affect us, but it also propels off of us onto other people. And emotions just play such a big part of everything, how we're feeling, our outlook on life. And it's so important to check in with ourselves and make sure we're feeling the positivity at the moment. And whilst I'm feeling very positive at the moment, I've had my time in the sun, I've had my day, I feel like I've been relatively productive today. The only thing I will say is I'm just not feeling 100%. I'm feeling a bit run down. I don't know if it's kind of hay fevery, because I've got like a very bunged up nose. Like I can just feel it in like my sinuses. And hay fever has never affected me before. Maybe this is my year. Who knows? Maybe it's finally actually going to get the better of me. I'm not sure, but I'm not feeling 100%, but I'm still feeling positive. I'm still trying to just embrace like the good side of things sometimes, because a lot of the time, whilst we can't control so much that goes on in our life, we can control how we respond to it. So that's what I'm doing, even though I don't feel great, super stressed, like life is busy, there's a lot going on. I'm still waiting on my uni results, which I'm going to be waiting on for a good few more weeks, but it's still really stressing me out. Even though all of that's going on, I feel like I could feel super negative and super stressed about that whole thing, whereas I'm actually trying to look at stuff with just a more positive outlook on things. And this week, that's what I've been trying to do. So I've still been having my like fun moment this week. I know last week I was doing so many fun random bits, going to London, getting tattoo done, like all of that. This week I kind of toned it down slightly, but I did still do stuff. I went to Topgolf, which was my first time ever going to a Topgolf. It was really fun. I'm not very good at it, like I'm absolutely awful, but I really enjoyed it. I had a good time. I was hitting the balls left, right and centre and they weren't going very far, but it actually, playing golf lets off quite a bit of like energy. And even though I wasn't stressed, when I'm doing something like that, like even if I'm going bowling, I like to let out any stress that I feel on like the bowling ball, on the golf ball, like as I'm hitting it, like I like to release any anger that's in there. And I'm not an angry person, but it's so fun to just like release pent up energy in that sort of way. I don't know. I really enjoyed myself. There was some really good food there as well. If you've never been to a Topgolf, the food, highly recommend. It was absolutely incredible and was such a fun time. But I've also been reading a little bit and just taking time to chill. Like I've been watching Selling Sunset on Netflix, which is one of my favourite shows to watch on Netflix ever. So I've been watching that, and I've just actually been just sort of like making it up as I go along, if that makes sense. Like during the day, I'll just decide what I want to do next and then I'll do it. And whilst that's been really fun and I am enjoying it, and I'm going to carry on living my life this way for the next few weeks until I get my uni results, there's also this like, just like sense that I should be doing more and I should be already looking for jobs, or I should already be trying to think about my next step. But at the same time, I have told myself, and I'm going to continue to tell myself, that I'm giving myself this time as a break to recuperate, to build back my energy, to sort of, you know, when you just feel like I wasn't burnt out from uni at all, like I've actually done quite well to navigate that this term, but I just want to give myself a moment to do absolutely nothing. And I absolutely love doing it and I feel great doing it. It's really fun, but there's just this like niggling sense in the back of my brain that I should be thinking about the next thing, or I should just be doing something productive. And I don't know why that is. Why do we always have that sense that we need to be constantly on the go? Like, I feel like sometimes we just can't switch off 100%. And I would love to know why that is, because I feel like if I figured that out, then we could sort of tap into that and actually fully 100% relax. Because I don't feel like you ever relax if you're always thinking you need to be doing something. You know, like we're never 100% shutting off if our brain's always thinking of the next thing or thinking of what we've got to do next, you know, like just keeping trying to push us forward. Whilst that's absolutely great and it's a very productive way of looking at things, right now I just want to stop. I just want to have a second. And I'm like, I keep, you know, when you have that thought come up, like I start to think, oh no, I need to be looking for a job, and I'll challenge it. And I'm sort of like, no, what's a couple of weeks? Like, there's not really going to be many opportunities that are just going to disappear in a few weeks. And if they do, then they're not the opportunity for me. Now is my time to just completely switch off. So I'm trying to actually challenge the like negative thoughts that I'm having, which is having a great effect. And I feel like it's working quite well. And actually, I am enjoying having time just to myself to sort of do what I want to do. I'm seeing family, I'm seeing people, like it's just nice. Like, it's a very nice feeling at the moment, and I'm enjoying not having too much pressure on my plate of like the next thing. But I don't know, there's still always that like tiny little thought there. I'm working on it. I'm getting there. This is a journey. We're not perfect. I am nowhere near perfect, so I'm getting there. We're on a pathway to life, and it's a roller coaster. Which is actually something that I'm doing this coming week. I'm going to Fort Park. I'm going to go on a roller coaster. And I'm very excited about it, actually. Can't wait. I don't really know what I'm going to eat, because obviously I'm trying to eat a bit better. But then going to Fort Park, like, they don't really have many healthy options at those kind of places. So that's something I'm also thinking about at the minute. But it's all going very well. I'm chilling. My nutrition's still going quite well. Like, everything is just pretty positive at the minute. And there's been one thing in particular that I've done this week that I'm so happy I finally got round to, and that is decluttering my wardrobe. And we're going to go to a break, and then I'm going to talk to you all about my process, everything I've done, why I'm doing it, and why we all should be decluttering our wardrobe right now.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda. Whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch, find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
You should declutter your wardrobe, and I am going to tell you why. I decluttered my wardrobe the other day, and it actually, one, didn't take me as long as I thought it would. It literally only took me, I want to say, like half a day. Maybe a whole day. Most of the day was actually spent taking pictures of all of the clothes that came out of my wardrobe so that I can upload them to sell them, because that's like a big thing. I've done this for years, and I know I've spoken about it before, but selling clothes on Vinted and Depop is such a good way to make like a little bit of extra money if you have a bunch of clothes lying around that you don't want or don't need anymore and you want to get rid of them. if you just want the extra money, it's a great step to do. I mean, there is a downside to it because it does take quite a lot of effort to take the pictures, upload them, send everything off once it goes off. And obviously you'll have like those few times where an item won't get delivered or someone's not happy with it. Like, it can be a little bit time consuming, but I really think it's actually just like a good bit of extra money to have. And you're making it off of items you already own. Like, it's not, I don't know, like, it's, to me, it's quite easy money to make, even though it can get a bit time consuming depending on your day. So that's one, like, I mean, that's one positive I have when I clean out my wardrobe. But also, I feel 10 times lighter just for getting rid of clothes in my wardrobe that I don't wear. Because I've been finding lately, I get really stressed when I pick out outfits and I get so overwhelmed and I feel like I have no clothes, even though I have an entire wardrobe full to the brim of clothes. I just feel like I can never pair things very well together. And then I was seeing on TikTok, people do these capsule wardrobes where it's like a much more toned down version of a wardrobe. You don't have as many clothes, you sort of stick to like a similar color palette, and a lot of the items in the wardrobe you can mix and match with each other, and they create like really well put together outfits. And I want that for myself. I want my life to feel easier. I want to go to my wardrobe and easily be able to pick out what I want to wear. And I also want to wear clothes that make me feel comfortable and make me feel good. And I feel like this is where my fashion sense has changed the most. We were talking about fashion sense changing the other week. And I feel like my biggest thing now is actually being comfortable and confident in what I'm wearing. And that's where I go when I buy clothes, when I'm shopping, or when I'm putting an outfit together. It's, am I going to be comfortable? And am I going to like feel like I look good in this outfit? Because then I feel like you just carry yourself in a different way if you feel confident in what you're wearing and how you look. So that's my like big focus with my wardrobe. So when I went to my wardrobe to declutter it, I took like the steps of, and I've never done this before, but it actually helped so much. So what I've always done is grab every single item of clothes out of my wardrobe and then put them back in one by one. So you have to look at each item of clothes individually. This time round though, I really focused on thinking about, when was the last time I wore it, for starters? How did I feel the last time I wore it? And what sort of things did I pair it with? And does that sort of match up with my style now? And I did that for every single item of clothing. And I know that sounds like quite a lot to be thinking about. Like, if you're holding up a t-shirt, you don't really feel like you're going to be standing there thinking about it for too long. It doesn't take very long. This is like a very quick process of, right, the last time I wore it was 6 months ago. Therefore, is the likelihood going to be that I'm going to wear it again anytime soon? Probably not. So you can sort of eliminate things quite quickly. And I was able to get rid of loads out of my wardrobe using this method. And it's been so cleansing for my soul, as well as like, obviously physically, my wardrobe looks so much neater, which makes me feel better. Like, my brain feels like it's slightly more organized because my wardrobe's more organized. But also, there's just like this happiness in my heart now when I go to my wardrobe. This is very dramatic, but bear with me. I go to my wardrobe and I open it and I'm happy with everything that's in there. Like, there's nothing that's in there that I don't like the way it looks on me. I don't feel comfortable in. I don't feel confident in. Everything is items that I absolutely love. And that makes me so happy. And I didn't really have like an expectation when I was doing this of, right, I want to clear out this much stuff. Or I kind of went in with it with the mindset of, even if I only get rid of a couple pieces, I want to really have like carefully chosen my wardrobe. And now I'm quite confident in having a wardrobe where I can put together outfits quite quickly and things mix and match, and it wouldn't take me too long to throw together an outfit, which sort of just takes away the pressure and makes everything feel less stressful when it comes to clothes. And so I feel like this is going to be the way I'm going to go moving forward. And my thought process now is that if I buy another item of clothes to go in my wardrobe, then I've got to get rid of something. So when I'm purchasing the clothes, in my head, I have to already be thinking of what item I'm going to get rid of, because I love every bit of clothes that I have in there right now. I absolutely love. So therefore, if I want to buy something else to add to it, then it has to be above something that I already love. Does that make sense? Like, I actually then, I feel like I really have to love an item in order to buy it, which is hopefully going to save me a little bit more money. And it's just going to help my wardrobe to be what I want it to be. And I'm really trying anyway, just in general, to make an effort to not put too much focus into fast fashion trends, that sort of thing, and really focus on just what I want to be wearing right now and what I feel happy wearing and going out in. Because I feel like trends just, to me, don't matter as much anymore. If you've got a good put together outfit, it can literally just be jeans and a t-shirt. But if you like walk confidently in it, feel good in it, I feel like the outfit just comes across better, and you'll still get compliments and people will still tell you your outfit looks really nice, even if it isn't like dead on a trend at the minute, if that makes sense. So that's sort of the way I'm going. And we spoke ages ago about trying to be a bit more minimal just in life in general, but by creating a slightly more capsule wardrobe for myself, I feel like I'm really taking an active step into becoming slightly more minimal in my life. And I also decluttered all of my makeup, all of my skincare, body washes, everything like that. The only thing I didn't do was my travel sized products, because I'm traveling next week, so I feel like I'm going to do that whilst I'm packing for my travels. So yeah, that's my plan. But everything else I have fully decluttered. Underneath of my bed, like all of that random stuff you just throw under your bed, decluttered, sorted it out. And I feel lighter. Like, I feel like a whole actual physical weight has been lifted off of me, even though it hasn't. And everything just feels more organized, feels more put together, which in turn just makes me feel more organized and more put together. And it really has a knock-on effect. I know I said at the beginning of today's like episode that the emotions other people have and the interactions you have with people affect you loads, but I actually do also believe the space we live in really affects us massively. Because if we constantly have loads of clutter that we are consistently adding to all of the time, you're always buying new things, filling up your wardrobe, filling up your space, eventually that actually takes a toll on us and things just feel stressed. Like when I would go to my wardrobe and I couldn't even move the clothes on my hanger, I would feel stressed trying to pick out an outfit and trying to create my outfit for the week or for the day. It would take me so much longer because I felt that stress. Whereas now, one, in my head, I sort of already can put together an outfit because I've not got too many items of clothing in there that I don't remember what I have. But also, I can go to my wardrobe, I can take things out, and it's easy to do, it's quick, it's simple, things go together, and it just works. And this has honestly changed the game for me. And I used to declutter like a good couple of times a year. This one has felt like the biggest declutter I've probably ever done. Like I used to film them for YouTube videos, decluttering my wardrobe, and I'd have such a good time doing it. But this time round, it kind of, in a sense, felt a bit more spiritual as well. Like it felt like I was actually cleansing myself of a lot of things. And that's been so positive for me. And I feel like now's the time for all of us to give that a go and actually cleanse ourselves, especially before summer. Like summer is a fun month. What am I talking about? A fun season. And I want to go into it with a positive energy, feeling like I've got good outfits that I can wear, because summer's the time for fashion, really. I don't know about you, but in winter, I'm always just wearing coats, so I never feel like my outfits are as nice. But in summer, I feel like they are. And now I'm ready to go into summer. I've got so many pieces that I absolutely love in my wardrobe and I'm excited for it. Like, I get excited to go to my wardrobe now, and that hasn't happened for such a long time. So honestly, if this is your sign, do it now. Start decluttering your wardrobe. It can change the game for you in so many ways. Not only can we make some money by selling our clothes online, but we can also put together better outfits that we can put together easily. There's no more stress. We go to our wardrobe and we are happy and the space is cleared. It's organized. How good does that sound? We can have that right now because I feel like we deserve that. We need to treat ourselves to a nice decluttered wardrobe, and that's what I've done this week and I absolutely love it. So this is your sign to get decluttering your wardrobe right now. We're going to go to a break and then we have got our listener dilemma of the week. So our listener dilemma of the week, we are going to be talking about how to sort of navigate stresses of having a job and having a first job, because I know the feeling, it happens to us all. But this dilemma was sent to me over on Instagram. As always, you can send them to me on my Instagram, which is gemma.miller, or the podcast Instagram, which is Somewhat Grown Up with Gemma Miller. And of course, I keep it all anonymous on here, so there's no pressure, but your name won't be released or anything like that. So thank you so much for this dilemma. Let's get into it. Hey Gemma, I wanted to write to you to see if you have experienced dealing with this. I got my first job 6 months ago, and at first it was the best thing that has ever happened to me. I was getting paid for the first time, which meant I could see friends and do fun things, buy clothes, and I save money too, don't worry. The work atmosphere was nice until my manager left, and we have this new manager who is so different. Suddenly the job feels super stressful and just nothing like when I first signed up. I didn't think the job would change, but it's feeling so different and I hate going to work now. What do I do? This is such a hard one to know what's the right decision for you, and truly only you are gonna know. Because I'll be honest with you, this happens in so many different situations. I've only had a couple of jobs now. I wouldn't say I'm very well experienced in this sort of field, but things do change quite a lot in a job, and it is dependent on other people. Not even your manager changing, but sometimes just like a new colleague starting or your shift pattern changing. Like, a lot of stuff can happen that suddenly makes a job not as exciting. And the problem is, it's trying to see for you what this job actually is, because I like to look at a job as just being a job sometimes. Like, I have a career that I want to do, but right now I'm just working a job because it's a job. However, that doesn't mean that we should be super stressed. Ooh, the ice cream man. I don't know if you heard that, but the ice cream man just came around the corner. Anyway, let's get back on into it. So, for me, a job is a job, but that doesn't mean that we should be super stressed at work, because nothing is worth that. If you're feeling super overwhelmed by the sounds of things, you hate going into work, that's not a way that you want to be feeling. So maybe is it time to start looking for your other options? Obviously, this is your first job, which is super exciting. I remember when I first got my first job, that first paycheck, the feeling of earning your own money is just an incredible feeling. The fact that you can buy what you want, save money, absolutely love that you do that, go out, see people, and just actually enjoy the money you're making from work, I feel like is a great start. However, we do also want to enjoy working. Like, we don't want to go to work and be miserable, not enjoy it, because no amount of money is worth that at the end of the day. Like, we want to actually be feel happy at work. We don't want to feel super stressed and overwhelmed and this feeling that it's just super different. So the thing to really think about here is sort of whether is this something that you can put up with and carry on working with, and do you feel like you can adapt to this change? Because as humans, we don't like change anyway. So is this a different just because it's different, like not that it's actually really bad? Is it something you can adapt to and sort of grow with and just navigate the change? Or is it time to start looking for a new job? Because we don't really ever stay in one job. Naturally, we're just going to change jobs and try out different things. So maybe is this the time to start doing that for you? Obviously, only you can be the decider of that. I know I've had quite a few times where I've come home from a shift and I've said, that's it, I'm quitting, I'm never going back, like this is not the place for me. And then I've carried on working there for like a whole other year. Like sometimes I feel like we need to vent when we've had a bad shift, when our manager said something we don't like or a colleague said something we don't like. Like you're never, work's never going to be perfect and it's never going to be super fun all the time. There's going to be ups and downs. But when it gets to a point where you like don't want to go into work every single time and you feel so overwhelmed and you really don't like it, which I'm getting a sense that maybe this is what's happening, then maybe it is the time to change. And obviously, I've been in situations where I've carried on working in a place that I'm not 100% happy in and it's been fine. But I've also had other times where I really didn't enjoy a job anymore and I have left there. It just sort of is navigating what you're actually feeling in this point and start looking and seeing your options. Just because you start looking and maybe applying for jobs doesn't mean you instantly have to quit this one. You can sort of figure out if you want to do something else, maybe go for a couple of interviews just to assess what else is out there for you, and then see how you feel. You don't ever have to leave a job just because you've got an interview, you know, like you can just sort of play the field a little bit and see what's out there, because sometimes even looking for a new job can make you feel better about the one you've got. So that's what I would maybe start doing if I was in your situation, just sort of looking at your options, what else is out there, and then you can sort of go from there and see how you're feeling. I feel like the biggest thing to go off of here is just how are you feeling about things. Do you feel like now's the time to find something else? You've been there for 6 months, you've sort of figured out your way around the job, you're probably quite comfortable there, so having the change is definitely not a fun feeling. Like when you're so used to your job a certain way and then something comes in and changes it, it can be quite weird to try and figure out, and it can feel different and that can feel bad. But is this something you can push past, or is it time to start looking for a new job? Only you can decide that, but I would definitely just say, think about how you're feeling, trust your gut and go with it. And I wish you the best of luck with everything. Thank you so much for sending in your dilemma. And honestly, you've got this. I'm sending you the good vibes right now. You have got this. Whatever you decide to do, you're absolutely smashing it. And you should be so proud of yourself for getting the job in the first place, sticking with it for 6 months, and trusting your gut and seeing what's going to happen next. You should be very proud of yourself. So that has been all from me for today's episode of Somewhat Grown Up with me, Gemma Miller. I hope you have enjoyed listening. I know I've really enjoyed chatting to you today. So thank you for being here. Thanks for listening. I appreciate you and everything that you do and you are doing. And I hope you have an amazing rest of your day, an amazing week, and we shall catch up in next week's episode. Bye.